JJ, what tactics are the Israelis using to target Hezbollah?
The way the Israelis started this off, it seemed as though they were attempting to blind the Hezbollah organization. In fact, what happened with the pagers and the walkie-talkies and those devices that were exploding, they were essentially destroying their communications network, destroying their ability to talk to each other. That was the first step. The second step, another key part of what they did, was the fact that they did it remotely. They did it from the air. They did not do it on the ground. And to make sure that they couldn't really strike back at them on the ground, causing casualties for the Israelis.
Those exploding devices, pagers and walkie-talkies and so forth, how did they do that?
I'm not sure if we'll ever know precisely how they did that. I know that there is still a big mystery about where those pagers that exploded came from. You know, there was this big investigation into this company supposedly in Taiwan that their brand was used or found on the pagers. Then that was tracked to a company in Hungary that supposedly made them. But when you got there, you realize there was nothing there except a storefront, a facade that really wasn't even a business. It was a trading post. But what we do know about the methodology is that essentially there was some type of digital signal that was sent to those pagers, and inside those pagers were explosives and a detonator. And so the detonating sequence most likely was a message that was sent that caused a lot of people to look at their pagers, and when they looked at them, they exploded.
A number of senior Hezbollah leaders have been killed. Where does that leave the organization?
Well, you've got decades of experience, perhaps as much as a century of terrorist experience that's been erased from that organization. A couple of the people that were killed in this last week were people that had committed terrorist acts dating back to the 1980s, killing American citizens at the American Embassy in Beirut back in the 80s and killing U.S. Marines at the Marine Barracks back in the 80s. So you've got a lot of experience that's gone. Gone are those Rolodexes that go with those people and all of the knowledge that's in their heads. But what this really does, it sets the whole organization back because they're still in the dark because they haven't fixed their communications problems. They don't know how their supply chain got infiltrated. So it's a huge setback for them. And of course, Israel is taking advantage of that.